Bill Williamson joins us from all22.com covering the Oakland Raiders. Bill, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you coming on. So, Bill, they got a young quarterback. They've got some exciting receivers and running backs. Let's start then with the O-line. Is their O-line good enough for this team to be a 9-win at least team?
Oh, that's where it starts. I mean, the offensive line is probably a top 5 offensive line in the National Football League. They spent a lot of money to make it that way. Their big free agent pickup last year was Rodney Hudson from Kansas City at center. This year, they spent even more at guard. Ozame from Baltimore, he was the big ticket guy. So the Raiders are spending a lot of money on their interior offensive line, and they think it's – and it really should be. I talked to a lot of scouts thinking it should be a top 5 line. So if you start the strength of the Raiders, it's right there.
Okay. Now, Derek Carr, last year we saw a lot of promising things from him as a young quarterback, and you just look at – it's hard to say the natural progression because there's no such thing. Every quarterback is different, but a lot of people are high on him. You've seen him a lot. What's your expectations of Carr this season?
Well, you know, to improve, I think he still needs to improve. I mean, if you look at his season last year, I know a lot of people were excited about it, but if you really studied it, he slumped a little bit in that second half. 9 of his 13 interceptions is not bad, but 9 of them were in the second half. A lot of them were in December, and he had a penchant for throwing interceptions that went back the other way for a touchdown. So he needs to improve on that. He hasn't been good in fourth quarter of games. So he does have some things to improve on, but you know what? He's just going into his third season. He's just 25 years old. There were things that he needed to improve on last year, and he did. And, on third down and such, and overall accuracy, and he did improve in those areas. So, I mean, this is a guy who really, really works hard, and he's a terrific kid, and he really wants it. So I think that the Raiders are in good shape as far as the personality of the quarterback. He's going to give them his all the time. So, but he does have to get better, and he does have to show that last second half was just not indicative of what he's going to be.
Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree. Crabtree, a lot of people thought maybe his best days were behind him a few years ago. He's really bounced back. And then Amari Cooper is somebody who you think – needs a step to go to get into that upper echelon of receivers, but definitely has a lot of parts of his game that are tantalizing to think he can move into that upper echelon. Do you think he has what it takes this season to move into, maybe being a top 10 receiver in the league?
Talking about Cooper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Cooper guy. I think that he's going to be very good. I just think he is going to be an elite player. I know he had 72 catches last year. He did kind of, people say he hit the rookie wall, but really he had it kind of intermittent of the year. It was early. It was a few games here. It was a few games there. So I wouldn't say he hit the wall. He just stalled at certain times, and that's a tough position to play. And I think if you look at a lot of stats of receivers who turned out to be pretty good, struggled as a rookie, and I don't think I'm going to say he struggled. He just had some moments. He had some drops. He never really had that at Alabama. I think he really puts it together, and if you told me he catches 100 balls this year, I would not be surprised.
Bill Williamson joins us breaking down the Oakland Raiders. Now, at the tight end, do you expect them to use their tight end a lot in passing formations, or is Lee Smith or Walford, who's ever starting, are they more going to be more blocking?
Well, Smith's the blocker and Walford's the receiver, and they love them both. I think Walford, the only thing with Walford is can he stay healthy? That was an issue last year all the way from training camp on. This year he has an off-season ATV accident, hurts his knee, so that kind of affected his off-season workouts. But he's been practicing. He's going to be good. I think he's going to be really good. He seems to have a nice chemistry with Derek Carr already. He's a field stretcher. Again, if he can stay healthy, I expect 40, 50 catches from him in the second year.
at the running back position, Latavius Murray, the starter. It's funny. I've read a lot of different offseason reports on him. Some people are high in him, and he seems to be, you know, one who either you love him or there's people that find deficiencies in his game. And then DeAndre Washington's had a pretty exciting preseason. I know it's only preseason, Bill, but what do you make of Washington? Do you think he's going to maybe take a few more carries away from Murray than people think?
We'll see. I think on third down, that's certainly the idea. That's the plan. Also, Jalen Richard, an undrafted free agent from Southern Miss, is built a lot like Washington, and it looks like he's going to make the 53. And I think those guys are going to continue battle for playing time as a third down back. But, you know, they brought in Roy Helu last year from Washington, who was an effective third down back in Washington. He was hurt, and when he was healthy, he wasn't effective for the Raiders, and he's no longer there. So there is a definite opening for a third down back.
Let's move over to the defensive side of the ball, Bill, for the Raiders. And you talk about their O-line. You believe that's definitely the strength of their team, top five in the league. Which unit do you feel is the best on the Raiders, the D-line, the linebackers, or the secondary?
You know, I think it's all work in progress, but I'll go where Khalil Mack is, and that's mostly on the defensive line. So I think that has a chance to be a good unit. I think they're fairly deep there. Doesn't help them that Mario Edwards may miss the first 6 weeks with an injury, a hip injury. Dan Williams, they got to get him back in shape to help the run game. He's getting close. So there's a lot of work in progress throughout the defense, but Mack is just a stud. He's the best player on the team. It's guys like him and Cooper and Carr that are the reason why there's so much excitement about this team going on. So, Mack, I just urge everybody to enjoy him because I think he can be a generational defensive player.
Now, having watched the Raiders a lot the last years, like, you know, for a four-year stretch, they did nothing. Four wins and three. Last year, they got 7-9, you know, closer to respectability. Jack Del Rio, a fiery coach. From what you've seen last year, what was the biggest improvement overall in the team, and where do you think it comes from this year that gets them to at least to 9 wins and maybe more and potentially a playoff berth?
What was the biggest improvement last year from previous years?
Yeah.
Competition, getting better, being able to stick in games. I mean, they were, you know, it was scary in Oakland. They were down like 33-0 in the opening day, and there was a lot of excitement last year. There was hope that they'd be maybe a 7-win team, and that's pretty good after being 3-13, and that's what they were, a 7-win team. They didn't look anything like that in opening day when they lost, I think it was 33-13, but it was 33-0 in the third quarter at home against Cincinnati, and you're like, geez, they're not going to be competitive again. But they competed in every game after that, and that was kind of the difference. Now it's what has to happen is they have to take that bridge from being competitive to being a consistent winner. And there's no more excuses. There's expectations now. There's very few holes on this team. We don't talk about, oh, they're young anymore. You got to talk about, okay, they're ready to win. And I think the only thing that we haven't seen from them is have they proven they've won, and we'll have that answer at the end of the year. And if the answer is no, it's going to be a disappointment. But I do expect them to win a lot of games. I think they're a 10-win team.
10-win team, which then you assume that they're going to make the playoffs. So while they're going up in the division, who do you see going down in the division?
Well, I mean Denver, obviously. I mean, I think Denver's going to be okay. I mean, they didn't win with dynamic quarterback play last year with, you know, everybody, Peyton Manning, but that really wasn't, it was Peyton Manning, the game manager in the playoffs, and it was good enough, and the Broncos are going to have the same type of blueprint to win this year. I think the AFC West is going to be pretty good. I thought the Chargers camp, and they think they're going to be really good too, and they said, hey, we had a lot of injuries last year, we lost a lot of coin flip games. If we have better help and better luck, we'll be right there. They have a pretty young team other than their quarterback, but their quarterback's still in his prime, Philip Rivers. And I like Kansas City a lot. You know, everybody's talking about the Raiders being a team on the rise and the Raiders and the Broncos being a team that may be stepping down, but they're forgetting the team that went to the playoffs last year after winning 10 straight games. The Chiefs were the hottest team in football going into the playoffs last year. They won a road playoff game. They didn't embarrass themselves in a loss against New England. I know that there's a couple injuries on defense, but there's some things they can work around with, and they've gotten better on offense. So I think the Chiefs are a team to beat as well. So I think this could be a really exciting, competitive division, and I think the Chiefs and the Raiders get to the playoffs out of the division.
Now, for the majority of NFL teams, they lose their starting quarterback. It's going to be a nightmare. Minnesota is living that right now. If Carr goes down, who's their best option after? Do you have any faith in Matt McGloin or Connor Cook?
Well, let me answer that a long way. All bets are off on that 10-6 if Carr goes down.
Yeah.
And, you know, this becomes a mulligan year. And, you know, to back that up, I was doing my predictions a couple of days ago, preparing them, and I had Minnesota as the number two seed in the NFC, winning the division. I had to redo it, and now I have Minnesota out of the playoffs. Quarterback is so important, and, you know, Teddy Bridgewater wasn't an elite player, but he is getting better, and he worked for the Vikings, and that's the same thing with Carr. So if Carr goes down early, they're in trouble. Matt McGloin's okay. He's feisty, but he's limited. And Connor Cook is a guy that a lot of people thought was going to be an early round pick, but everybody who needed a quarterback picked somebody else. And that's a red flag. Raiders liked him. The Raiders lived by their draft board. They got to the fourth round. That was the first time Reggie McKenzie has in 5 years has traded up. So they obviously see something in Cook. I think he was probably a first or second rounder on their board. And they said, hey, he's better value than anything we're going to get. We don't have any pressing needs. Let's do it. Maybe he becomes our backup quarterback for a long time, or we can flip him. But he's not ready yet. So, long story, but if Derek Carr gets hurt, they're in trouble. And you can say that for pretty much every team in the NFL.
Matt, we really appreciate the rundown. Looking forward to the season. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate you. Thanks a lot.